It has been said that all politics is local. Many believe that it's local politics that's most vicious. Every election process has its procedures and policies attached to it, with the goal being fairness for all candidates, transparency as well for the voters. Our first guest today has taken issue with how things have been handled regarding the GOP race for the U.S. House seat for New Jersey's 5th Congressional District. He is one of those candidates in that race who joins us to discuss this matter. We say good morning to Frank Pallotta. How are you today, sir?
I'm very well, Chris. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
And Mr. Pallotta's campaign site, Pallotta for Congress, PALLOTTA for Congress.com. We have a link over at our page as well. Looking at some of the headlines regarding the story that we're focusing on here, the word rigged, I guess, has been used commonly in promoting this story. You're not making any claims like a 2020 situation going on here, are you?
Oh no! You mean the presidential election?
Right.
No, we're not making those claims. These actually have a little more to them, I would say.
We'll talk about the mechanics, because this involves the new and maybe not so improved 5th congressional district for you political junkies. Basically, it's the 5th district without Warren County and more of Bergen County in it, which some have believed that the more conservative a candidate now is going to be more challenged by this redrawn district. So when it came to Bergen County and all the names, including yours, on the ballot, what happened that has raised concerns with your campaign?
Well, what you said earlier, just to take a quick step back, the district did get a bit more blue. You know, our campaign, while it's a conservative campaign, Chris, we're talking about, good, strong, principled ideas around the district. And I think when you're principled, it almost transcends party. Like I said, as it's come a little more blue, I think New Jerseyans are waking up a little bit more to what their rights are all about and again, what principled candidates stand for.
The vote that took place at the Bergen County Republican Organization's
right.
annual convention, that was March 23rd. One of your opponents, Nick DiGregorio, received
right.
The majority, 302. You received 116, and then there were a couple of also-rans.
Right.
So what again is the issue regarding, because that's the person looking at that paragraph in news story would be saying, oh, what's the problem here? It's a landslide, we call that.
Well, look, the issue goes back, it's certainly with me in the race. I ran 2 years ago in the 2020 cycle. And, what you've seen from some of the stories that have come out was, a series of conversations, text conversations and otherwise, where the organization was trying to get money from me in exchange for buying the line, the Bergen County line. And, it wasn't one or two errant texts. It was dozens and dozens and dozens of texts over multiple months where they were asking me for money in exchange for the line, even saying as much as you saw in the story that came out, we've already negotiated to give you the line. All you have to do is pay the money. That's not something I do. I've spent my career, in business conversations around, how you look to, how you look to do what's best for your shareholders, your customers are always part of the dialogue. But when it's something regarding personal financial gain in exchange for the party line, that's where I draw my own line. And when I refused to give the money when they wanted the money, they threatened to give the line to John McCain in 2020, and they did exactly that. They gave the line, they canceled the convention, and gave the line to John McCain when I wouldn't give it. So as we rolled, and then I ended up winning the convention by 20 points in 2020. So we rolled in. We were the candidate against Josh Gottheimer. We came very close for someone like myself who'd never run before, and we look forward to running again in 2022. And the shenanigans started yet again, looking for favors in exchange for support, the Bergen County support. And again, when I refused the second time around, they were different, but asking for money as well, but asking for things in addition. I stepped back and said, look, I didn't do it in 2020. I'm not doing it for the 2022 race. And they threatened to run Nick DiGregorio if I didn't pay up the money, and I didn't do what they said. And much like happened in 2022 and 2020, that's not what I'm about. That's not how I was raised. And that's not what the Republican Party is all about, Chris. So I put my head down and I move forward. And right now, a lot of the back and forth at this point is in the hands of my lawyers, because you just can't do this. You know, you mentioned right at the open about transparency and fairness in elections. You know, almost a million soldiers have died over the last 250 years, making sure that democracy is upheld and making sure that, you know, the shenanigans don't take the voice away from the voter. And that's what they're attempting to do with the BCRO, and I won't stand for it.
Do you think, too, that this is an organization, a political committee who is seeing the – I mean, we're certainly well past the days of political bosses, and these are just some hangers-on thinking that, well, we can hold a nail onto some sort of power and have some sort of influence, where when you look at facts and elections, more often than not, what the political committees want and what the voters want can be two very separate things.
Oh, no doubt. You know, for example, if you look at Sussex County and you look at Passaic County, which are also part of the 5th District, Chris, Sussex doesn't have a line, Passaic County does. But both the selection and election process for both of them to pick their candidates are almost lockstep with what the people and the voters want, by and large. That's not been the case for five of the last 6 years in Bergen County. So your thought about, you know, the party bosses, maybe they are hangers-on, but unfortunately those hangers-on hold some pretty high positions in the organization. I think their support is shrinking, but when they hold the single card, the ability to place a candidate higher in the rankings or increase the probability of that candidate becoming, you know, winning a convention, it's a bit disheartening when you take the voice away from the voter, Chris.
Governor Frank Pallotta, one of the candidates in the race for the New Jersey Congressional District 5 for the U.S. House's campaign website, Pallotta for Congress. That's P-A-L-L-O-T-T-A for Congress.com. We have a link over at our website, listening to Issues and Ideas. Looking ahead with this situation and the embracing that Mr. DiGregorio has received from the Bergen County Republican organization, is this going to make the hope for political debates between either you two or all four who are still mm-hmm. came up on the scorecard, is that going to decrease the chance that we're going to even see any debates?
Well, I'll tell you, I hope it increases it. I think people need answers. People are demanding answers. Debates are where you get the answers. We had held a forum recently in Franklin Lakes where 150 people showed up. It was the largest gathering outside of the BCRO headquarters in recent memory where the candidates were all involved. And look, I've always been a fan of making sure that there are debates, there are, you know, rules around them. But I would hope that Nick and the other players in the race would embrace a debate, because that's really where people get to ask the questions. The voter gets to hear answers that are unscripted. I don't know what it's going to do. I know I've made myself and my team has made themselves available to whoever wants to put a debate or reform together, Chris.
Mention the way that the fifth breaks down now, too, with Bergen County being the vast majority.
Mm-hmm.
How do you think you do or need to resonate with a Bergen County voter? Or is the voting population that different from what's perceived to be more conservative in Sussex and probably even Passaic County?
Chris, you're talking about in the primary or in the general?
Just for the here and now. Let's get through A before we get to B.
Sure. Well, look, with the primary, you know, anybody, and I think, you know, the current candidate you were just talking about really thinks the world revolves around Bergen County. And that was the case in 2020. And the truth was, I took 67% of Bergen, Sussex, Warren, and Passaic County. Now, obviously, Warren County is gone, but no one wins the 5th District in November without Sussex, period. And when you run in Bergen County and you ignore the other two counties, in this case three counties 2 years ago, you do it at your own risk. And, you know, while there are more towns in Bergen County, there's a lot more that you look at, Chris, besides just the number of registered voters. And, you know, our team has been winning for, gosh, more than 20 years. So they know how to look at elections, not just in Sussex, but in Bergen and Passaic counties. Passaic is very, very smart at making sure that they get their vote out. They're making sure that they're smart about candidate selection and how they put their slates together. So it doesn't really bother me that someone else sits atop the Bergen County line. Like I said, it happened 2 years ago, and I won the entire convention. I won the entire primary by 20 points. So I go to the voters. It's what I've been told and taught very early on, You let the voters make the decision. The difference in the county committee vote, I don't even remember, it was something less than 200 votes, maybe 160, 170 votes. There were 50,000 people that voted in the primary last cycle. So you bring your case to the voters will make their choice, not the insiders and certainly not the party leaders.
So as far as getting your message out, and, you know, face-to-face is always great. Social media certainly now versus maybe even just 5 years ago is a huge difference. But it's really going to be all about money when you get down to it, like it or not. If you just want to be honest, that's part of the necessary to get to your eventual goal. As far as fundraising is concerned, do you think you came out of 2020 with a strong enough financial network to make everything possible here in 2022?
Oh yeah, look, we're going to be able to raise the money that we need to get our message out. You don't need to raise the same amount of money that Josh does or even your opponents. You just have to have the message that resonates better than the person next to you. And we're pretty confident that, you know, of the three big M's, the money, the message, and the messenger, we have the right messenger and we absolutely have the right message.
And learn more about his message, his stance on the various positions. That's one of the reasons why the campaign website exists, PallottaForCongress.com. He is one of the candidates for the race for the 5th Congressional District in the U.S. House for New Jersey. Mr. Frank Pallotta, best of luck with, probably more challenges this year than you probably anticipated back in 2020, but all the best, and hopefully we'll talk again.
Absolutely, Chris. Thank you again for your time.